This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here if you want. You may take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition of the show. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
So, live Saturday edition, you can call about anything. We've got some Supreme Court related news to discuss here tonight. There's news about the border wall being apparently at least budgetarily approved in some way for the military by the Supreme Court. We can get into that later. But, Mark, you had a really interesting sounding story that brings up an unusual set of issues here between parents and their kids and or their teenage children. And I presume teenage.
Yeah, kid's a funny term, right? Yeah. It could mean anything from
a child.
An infant, yeah, on up to somebody who's 60 or 70 who's taking care of you in your old age because you gave birth to them. So, you know, it's a funny term. Supreme Court asked to review lawsuit over sex change for minor without parental consent. And, you know, like, that's a long and complicated sentence.
Yeah.
But I think it really sums it up. It's from the Daily Caller, and it's Rachel Stoltfutz is writing here. A Minnesota mother is asking the Supreme Court to review her case against county officials who she says helped her minor attempt to change his sex without her consent. Lawyers from the Thomas More Society petitioned the court to review the case in filing Wednesday on behalf of the mother. And she says a local school and health officials determined her 15-year-old son,
okay,
was emancipated without a court order.
So that's like, interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that you could do that.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Because emancipation, at the very least, in the traditional or the
more
recent
term.
Terms, is a legal term. Obviously, there's, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation from back in the day, which, of course, many will point out that Abraham Lincoln didn't actually care about freeing the slaves. They were just a tool to him to keep the Union together. And he'd do whatever it took to keep the Union together. But emancipation nowadays means a court procedure where the young person, and in most states from what I've seen, I haven't looked in a bunch of places, but in Florida and now New Hampshire actually has emancipation statutes as of this year. It's age 16 and up. So where was this? Minnesota. I wonder what the minimum age there for emancipation is.
I haven't done the research, but I really don't care. Honestly, I think that we have, you know, like, this is, to me, it's another one of these conversations about consent.
Mm-hmm.
And
self-ownership.
Well, yeah, self-ownership, the rights and responsibilities of parents. Many people who are listening right now would like to see parents to be more responsible for their kids. And I'll tell you, there's plenty of crappy kids and plenty of crappy parents out there. I can understand why somebody would want some solution. However, I think that this is, it's interesting to look at, because here you have a 15-year-old who was, right here it says, according to this, they helped him to obtain and pay for sex change services, including hormones and narcotic drugs. So
So they didn't actually do genitalia modification.
They didn't get that far, Ian. Mm-hmm. You got to start with the drugs and the hormones. And, you know, I mean, a kid's 15, it's going to take a little while.
By the way, according to the state of Minnesota's website, this is their legislative reference library, It says that the Minnesota statutes do not provide either the grounds or a procedure for emancipation. Minnesota case law has established that a minor can be emancipated by a legal marriage or by parental consent. So they don't even have a court procedure for a teenager to get to acquire emancipation.
They say by parental consent, but what they really mean is the government's consent. And this was a government school. Don't forget, these people claim that their parenting, whatever their parenting desires are more important than yours. And when you turn your kid over to them, in many cases, 8-9 hours a day, I don't know that they're entirely wrong. If you give your kid to the government.
Well, if possession is 9/10 of the law.
There you go.
They got a big chunk.
There, here's the petition to the Supreme Court says here from the whatever Thomas More Society or whatever it is that while a minor was steered through a life-changing, permanent, body-altering process, becoming a pawn in someone else's socio-political agenda and being influenced by those who have no legal or moral right to usurp the role of a parent.
Well, who said that? The attorney?
The attorneys.
Okay.
The people writing the writ there.
So I imagine that the article that you have, and where was it from again?
Daily Caller.
Okay. I imagine the article you have does not actually talk to the young person because since it's a minor.
It's not a minor anymore.
Really?
No.
Oh, does this person have a comment about this situation?
The only comment is about him. The son underwent, I'm not using the names because I don't see it's particularly important, underwent surgery to change his sex after he turned 18.
Oh.
A lawyer for the mother told the Daily Caller he agrees with her, I presume the mother, that her other younger children are not mature enough to make that kind of decision.
But so, he was.
Well, this is a funny thing about people. Is where they may think that the decision that they made as a young person is completely effective and fine, they won't necessarily believe that the decision, if made by somebody who is that age, who's younger than them, once you've passed through, it's like Yankees moving to Florida, Ian. Once a Yankee gets to Florida, a Yankee doesn't want any more Yankees to come to Florida.
Yeah, it's the same attitude of certain immigrants who've come here who feel like they support closing off the border because, well, they came here and they did it legally and they jumped through the legal hoops, and people who don't jump through the legal hoops, they're bad people. It's just this whole we're in the club mentality.
Right. Now, I will say, as far as Yankees go in Florida, I'm a native from Florida, and my opinion is that all the Yankees that agree with me are great, and all the Yankees that don't agree with me suck and should leave.
Mm.
And that's, I think, what people just generally think about people generally. And we've got this funny sort of logical fallacy that has to do with you being either having been to a place, having lived in a place for a certain period of time, or having been born in a place. And ultimately, I can tell you this. Natives from Florida, when they get in arguments about how the policy should be, will start asking each other, well, how long were your parents here? They will begin to ask. They'll begin to go back generations, as though this will somehow, bolster the argument.
Yeah.
You know.
Jeez.
So how dumb were your grandparents? Were they dumb enough to move to Florida when there was no air conditioning?
So just to get this straight, so you've got a 15-year-old male when this started.
Yep.
Who ostensibly wanted to change their gender. The claim by the attorneys who are on the parents' side are claiming that the school unduly influenced this individual. Now, I don't know if there's any actual evidence for that claim. It may have simply been that this individual wanted to change their gender or felt as though they were, you know, born this other gender, and that the school didn't dissuade them from it, that the school actively assisted them in it. That's different than, you know, saying, you should do this.
Well, I'm of the opinion that if you're under my house, you operate by my rules. Okay? So somebody that helps my kid do something that is against my set of rules. And, I don't have to deal with this particular issue in my life.
Yet.
So I'm not going to.
Jack's only 11.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to deal with my son wanting to.
He's not wearing dresses, is he?
He's just not that sort. Okay? A parent knows. But anyway, maybe a parent doesn't know. But I think I know. So I don't have to deal with this. I'm not going to tell these people how to do things, but I am going to say that if somebody helps my kid to go behind my back and do something that I have specifically said is not acceptable, that person is interfering in my household and is unwelcome.
No doubt. Although I suspect these bureaucrats had never been in his household. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yet another reason to, you know, get your kids out of government school. That will certainly help with situations.
Could happen in a private school, I suppose.
Strangers manipulating and influencing. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you ever feel like no matter how free your country becomes, you aren't free? You're stuck in your job, a stressful business, or maybe a relationship, all of which where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Parents upset in Minnesota about their teenage son, who apparently believes that he was born a girl or would like to be a girl. We don't know. I haven't actually had any comment from that individual in this story. But they're upset because apparently school bureaucrats assisted their son, who was 15 at the time when this started. According to the story, Mark, was it the Daily Caller
that
you have? According to that story, assisted him with getting gender-related drugs.
Gender reassignment-related drugs.
Yeah.
So, hormones.
Yeah. And eventually, the young person, when he turned 18, did go ahead and go, apparently, under the knife. So, he was pretty serious about it, or now she is pretty serious about it. If you want to comment, share your thoughts on this. Maybe it's as a person who is, you know, you've had to deal with this within your own family, or perhaps you are a trans person. You want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you came at it from the perspective of as a parent, as a homeowner, you get to set the rules for people that are staying in your home. Of course, you know, in a lot of places, the individual who we're talking about, the teenager, doesn't have the freedom to go anywhere else. Because if they try to, if they're like, well, I don't agree with your rules, Dad, I want to be a girl. And they, right. And you're like, well, no, sir, son, you're not going to be a girl, not under my roof. Then they'll say, well, I'm leaving. And then the police will pick them up and return them to your home.
Rarely will the police pick them up and return them to the home. Okay, so.
Where else would they take them?
They won't pick them up. They won't spend any time on it at all.
You don't think?
There are kids all over America that go to major cities mm-hmm. with the hopes that somehow they're going to have the freedom of, I presume their home life sucks.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe they're just a-holes. But they leave home, and they end up on the streets of major cities. Prostitution
sure.
is in order. Drugs, homelessness. There's a variety of outcomes here that are generally pretty awful.
Are you saying, though, Mark, that if parents report their kid, their teenager as missing, that the police won't do anything about that? Because I know around here they certainly have.
Well, they can only look so far.
Sure.
If you report them to the local cops and they decide to hang out downtown,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they're liable to get returned.
Okay.
But if they're
okay, so just you are admitting that they will return 15
years
them.
Old, they can get across the country if they want to.
They could, I suppose.
And they do.
Yeah.
And there's whole communities of these people out there doing their thing, and life, I guess, is good enough that they're not willing to return home for whatever reason that might be.
Okay. Well, I see what you're saying. You're saying that if this
it's
person's
not like
in
there's
Minnesota,
no options. The options stink.
I see what you're saying, though. You're saying that if this young person leaves Minnesota and goes all the way to San Francisco or whatever, that the San Francisco police aren't going to make this a priority. I get what you're saying there. But if they do stay in town, there's a good chance that the police are going to return them to their parents' house. Not everybody's going to go all the way across the country just because they want to leave home. Some of them might just go across town.
Yeah, if you want to go across town, the chances are good you're not actually wanting to leave. Right?
Okay. I don't know if that's true, but, it just may be that they don't have a vision to go out to some other state. Maybe they want to stay in a place with which they're familiar, where they have friends, rather than starting out anew somewhere else.
I left my house at 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to put up with the rules that there were. I ended up at a friend's house in their, sort of garage with an attached office. The office was turned into a bedroom for me, and I sort of had my own little place to go. It was the arrangement was my mom was amiable to the situation. She thought
okay,
it
well,
would
that's
be
different.
A good idea
yeah.
for look. I mean, if you have crappy parents, you have crappy parents. I can't solve the crappy parent problem,
sure.
but I can't solve the crappy kid problem either.
Yeah, and we
and
don't know anything about
these
parents.
If there are such things as crappy parents, we need to acknowledge that there are such things as crappy kids.
For sure. In a lot of cases, they come from crappy parents.
Well, you know, you can have the nature versus...
I suppose they could have been born bad, but I don't think that's very common.
The nature versus nurture argument.
No, mm-hmm.
All humans are born bad, all right?
You think?
They're antisocial and selfish, destructive beings.
Hmm.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, they have to be socialized.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They have to be able to show the consequences of their actions. They have to be shown that, you know, these sorts of things, are important. And all I'm saying is that you can't lay everything at the door of any given parent.
No, I don't think
if a kid acts poorly, it's not always the parent's fault. Sometimes it's just the kid.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you on that one. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. Dave's in Colorado, and Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Eating. Sorry.
Oh, bad timing. He's got his mouth full. Well, at the very least, don't tease us, Dave. What is it that you have your mouth full of? What are you eating?
I guess it was broccoli and steak and peanuts.
Excellent. All right. Go ahead with what you were calling about.
So, you're familiar with John Burt, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's legislator of the year.
Yeah, that's right. John is a A-plus rated rep for his Liberty rating, and he was named legislator of the year. I was actually at the awards dinner, and I congratulated him personally for that because we've got some really great Liberty-friendly state reps here in New Hampshire.
So he has taken advantage of the current, as of a few days ago, basically current, gridlock at the State House, the standoff over the budget, to remind people that gridlock is good. This is the counterintuitive truth that most people, you know, in the media especially, tend to sweep under the rug, but that's actually like as good as it gets in America or in any of the states, is if you have the government equal balance of terror, purple state, red and blue at each other's throats, equally unable to get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ideal situation for the bad scene that we have here in the United States. However, a more perfect situation, I think, from our perspectives would likely be to actually have liberty-oriented people not in a gridlock, to actually have them take over the state house and take
rolling
over
back of the state.
Take over the governorship to where they could actually roll back the size of government. I think that would be the ideal situation, but given how difficult that is to achieve, the better point is to have the other two sides fighting with one another, never really being able to accomplish anything meaningful.
This is one of the things I like about Donald Trump. I'm not saying I'm some kind of sycophant for Donald Trump, but it's one of the things I like is that Donald Trump has to sign anything that's going to become law into law. And although I think he could have done a better job of draining the swamp with the thing, with the power that he has as from the presidency, I don't think he's done as good of a job as he could. Both sides, the Democrats more than the Republicans, but both sides really don't want to work with him. Meaning that in order to get anything done, they're going to have to, beat a veto-proof margin, and more or less, Washington's gridlocked. I consider that to be a good thing.
Well, now, Dave was calling specifically about New Hampshire, but yes, it's a good thing in Washington. It's a good thing anywhere it happens if one political side or the other can't really achieve much of anything unless they have overwhelming support. In the example of New Hampshire, of course, they did actually achieve the rolling back of the death penalty this year, so they did have enough both Democrats and Republicans to override the governor's veto, making New Hampshire, I believe, the 21st or 22nd state, I think, to end the death penalty. Dave, thanks for calling and sharing that good news here with us tonight. Appreciate it. This is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. As we continue here, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us, whether it's on transgenderism or parents and teenagers fighting it out, government taking sides. That's what the story was out of Minnesota. We can continue with all that or talk about the border, whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump is lashing out at Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings after he was authorized to subpoena text and emails from White House officials. As chair of the House Oversight Committee, Cummings criticized Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan for the poor conditions at detention centers at the border. The president tweeted that Cummings is a bully for screaming at the Border Patrol. Cummings tweeted back that it's his duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, and it is also his moral duty to fight for his constituents. The Supreme Court has given the go-ahead for work to begin on several sections of a southern border wall. A 5-4 vote by the conservative majority high court gave the president a win by allowing his administration to redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his border wall. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about young people, specifically in this case a teenager, 15 years old, who wanted to change his gender. And apparently school bureaucrats in Minnesota decided they were going to help him along without informing his parents about what was happening. If you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. It raises a discussion about, you know, when can somebody make a decision for themselves? It's not so much about age of consent, because that usually surrounds sexual topics. In this case, we're just talking about them making a decision for themselves with their own body. Not anything else, you know, nothing on the outside going into the body, just what can they do with their own body and under their parents' roof. And one of the things that most parents have their kids do is brush their darn teeth. And I'll tell you one thing, they're not going to complain about My Magic Mud, I don't think, because it's fun. It's fun to use. You know, if I were a kid, I would have a blast with My Magic Mud, making a big old mess with the black tooth powder. And it's just different with that black tooth powder. It's
if you
really
get a
neat
kid like Ian, send him outside with My Magic Mud. So what My Magic Mud is it's a black tooth powder that's made of charcoalized coconut shell husks and bentonite clay.
Yeah.
And when you brush your teeth with it, It's black and splattery.
It can be a little messy. And but that's just because you don't get to see the same mess if you're using normal white toothpaste, right? Like, it's going to be splattery too, but your porcelain white isn't going to show it as much.
I think that my Magic Mud is, so there's no foam.
Mm-hmm.
They put foaming agents in regular toothpaste. So the foam kind of holds things together and makes it less splattery. Mm. My Magic Mud, it mixes with your saliva. It's just some black powder that mixes with your saliva. So it can be, I think, more splattery.
Could be.
My trick is just to keep my mouth shut when I do it, and to keep my lips pursed around the toothbrush so that I'm not making any kind of mess at all. Then when I'm done with my 2 minutes of brushing that my little Sonicare toothbrush tells me I have done, then if I haven't taken my heart medication, my high blood pressure medication, within the last 2 or 3 hours, then I just go ahead and swallow the My Magic Mud.
Hmm.
It's got bentonite clay. I'm feeding that to, you know, livestock anyway. This stuff's good for you as far as it goes. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. And beyond that, I'm certain that it gets my teeth cleaner. Like, this is my experience. I've been using this stuff for more than half a decade, and I've never been without it since I got my first container. I make sure I order it because it's important to me to have it. Sold at most major health food stores, Amazon, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But you can get it at MyMagicMud.com with a coupon code of FTL and get 20% off. I'm sorry, the coupon code is FTL20. So use coupon code FTL20 and you'll get 20% off at MyMagicMud.com. If you listen to nothing that I say on the air other than this, listen to this. My Magic Mud is a product that is so great, I won't be without it again. And I think you should have it too. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
All right, so let's see. Is there more to this story that you wanted to share out of Minnesota with the parents suing?
We basically got it. A 15-year-old who's now 18 wanted to get a sex change. The school bureaucrats decided to help with hormones and narcotics. And the mother's a little miffed, as you can imagine. And thinks that the United States Supreme Court ought to take a look at this, and I think they should too. Because
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I want to know is, what did the lower court say? I mean, she's already...
Clearly, if they're going to the Supreme Court, the lower court said it was fine.
Well, I understand that, but I would like to know what their rationale was. Where were they coming from legally on that?
I don't know. I can't. I can't tell you. This is
what was the name of the case? I know you didn't want to give their name earlier, but I have to say I'm honestly curious. That way, people can actually look this up.
Sure, I'd be happy to. The one thing I looked up to find it was Thomas More Society because they were handling it. But Anne Marie, mm-hmm. and there's not two N's in Anne in that case. Calgaro.
Okay. And so Anne Marie is one word.
Yeah, Anne Marie is one word.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I think that for me, I think Anne Marie's right. I think that while somebody's living under your roof, you get to decide. Maybe it's the terrible devastation of having to start your sex change operations after the age of 18. But I don't know how else to solve that. I don't have a good overarching societal solution for what happens if a parent doesn't want to help a kid go through sex changes at 14, 15, 16 years old. I get that things happen between the ages of 15 and 18 that are sort of irreversible and important from the standpoint of, growing into a man.
Sure, these are the times when a young person wants to be an adult in a lot of cases. They want to have more responsibility. They want to be respected in the decisions that they make. And going against their parents' wishes, in a lot of cases, is a rite of passage, it seems like, to some extent in our culture these days. But if the parent doesn't go along with this, and I'm not saying that it's necessarily the right choice to change one's gender. That's a very serious decision to make, and I think that it's important to impart the level of seriousness that, hey, look, you know, this is a pretty big decision. Maybe you should wait and think about it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, getting a tattoo, but even more serious of a decision.
Right. I mean, tattoos aren't allowed until you're 18 years old. I don't know what the...
Or with the parental consent, right?
I presume.
So if the parent goes against the wishes of their son or daughter in this circumstance. That's probably going to cause even more strife at home. It's probably going to divide, what maybe make wider whatever divide might have already existed between the parent and their child, or in this case, again, not a child, but their teenager in this case. And that's going to probably make the relationship even more strained than before. So, I mean, there's no real good answer here. There's the answer of it's my house and I make the rules, and that is the truth.
There's the answer of it's my body and I get to choose.
That's right.
Those are, you know, both legitimate complaints. However, if you can't work to support that body that you claim is yours
legally, the government makes that difficult. So the government is part of the problem. The state government is part of the problem here, whether it be federal or state or local. By restricting teenagers in the freedoms that they have, the government refuses to allow young people to mature at their own rate. They say, no, you can't work like other people work. You're only 15. You need to have a break every 2 hours or three or whatever it is,
right.
Some amount of hours. You've got to have at least 15 minutes every X amount of hours. And, whoa, you can't work past 6 p.m. on a school night. Whoa, we can't allow these things. You can't make your own decisions for yourself. So the individual is prohibited legally in a lot of cases from actually doing what you're suggesting, and that is taking on that responsibility for themselves. They have no opportunity to actually do that, even if their parents would allow them to do so.
Well, so if their parents want them to work, then they could homeschool them.
They could.
And then the young person could work,
But even in some states, there's a large amount of restrictions on homeschool.
No doubt that the state, as an organization, is far too intrusive in our lives and our families. I'm not claiming that it's otherwise. What I would say is that if you can't plan far enough in advance to say, I'll take my classes at such and such a time, and then I'll take the afternoon off and then be able to go work some more or anything like that. You're not ready to make the decision as to whether or not to cut off your junk and run around in somebody else's clothes. I'm in support of people who want to change of adults that want to change their gender. And I'm of the opinion that the term adult is on a sliding scale. There are young people at the age of 15 that can conduct themselves like adults.
And there are people in their 30s that can't.
There are 25-year-olds that are a bunch of freaking children.
Absolutely.
But I can't do anything to restrict the 25-year-olds, and I don't like any particular age for solving any particular problem. But as the parent here, I would be very upset if the school decided to help my 15-year-old begin the process of transitioning into a woman.
How do you feel about it? You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, a state rep in Tennessee is in hot water over getting on Grindr. We'll tell you about it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free live Saturday edition continues here. We can talk more about another Supreme Court case, this one having to do with Donald Trump and the border wall. That's on the way here tonight. With you, it's Ian
and Mark.
And, of course, don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And you can also not only enjoy all the great features on our website for free, but you can also back up the show with a contribution every month. It's up to you if you want to join the AMP program like Joe has done. He is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. Joe is giving us $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can help support our mission here on Free Talk Live, spread the ideas of liberty and peace, cryptocurrency and freedom as far and as wide as we can. We've got over 200 great radio stations that air this show at various times throughout the week, and we can get to 300. It's eminently possible. There's several hundred stations that are out there, and so 300 is a doable number. But we do need to have, it would be helpful to have your support because that's our marketing budget. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out there and you get some cool perks and benefits for being an amplifier, like Joe. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. PayPal, credit card, and Bitcoin BTC are your options to join. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you're still welcome to comment on the initial discussion about the gender changing without parents' consent, bureaucrats getting involved in Minnesota. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In other news from, LGBTQNation.com. That should give you an idea of the skew of this particular news article. About Carrie Wade Gervin? No, that's who wrote the article. A longtime political reporter who covers Tennessee news, politics, and gossip site The Dog and Pony Show has accused 59-year-old Tennessee State Representative Bill Sanderson of, quote, openly soliciting sex and sending, quote, sexually explicit messages and pictures to men almost 40 years his junior, while voting repeatedly in favor of anti-LGBTQ legislation. Mr. Sanderson resigned And this was on July 24th that he resigned, so just a few days ago.
He probably didn't resign because he's tired of these accusations.
He says he's resigning to run his business, Mark. He's busy at the White Squirrel Winery that he runs. And Jervin claims that his resignation was partly in response to the revealing of his same-sex encounters.
Seems like an odd time for that to occur.
Yeah, quite a coincidence. In January 2014, the gossip blog The Dirty published messages that Sanderson allegedly sent to an unnamed male Vanderbilt student in which Sanderson writes that he is a state rep representing Obion Lake and Dyer counties, which is his district. But while Grindr messages are easily faked, the author says that, quote, the Grindr and text messages I have seen do appear to be authentic. They use Sanderson's real cell phone number. Sources confirm having been told about the messages at the time by their friends who received them, and one man I interviewed said he met Sanderson at his farm in Kenton. So it sounds like not only was he messaging people on Grindr, which for those who don't know is a gay hookup app, as I understand it. I don't know if dating goes on Grindr or if it's just sex. I have no idea. But I think it's only for gay men. I don't think that that gay women go on Grindr. Again, I don't know. Just what I've heard. In his alleged profile, Sanderson reportedly calls himself Brian and describes himself as being into an open relationship or in an open relationship. He has reportedly sent images of his...
If somebody says they're in an open relationship, you really need to discuss that with their partner.
Just to prove it?
Yeah, because I think the chances are somewhere around 50-50.
That they're telling the truth?
That they're just full of crap. That they're just a person who wants to cheat.
He has reportedly sent images of his naked torso and genitals, photos which he claims were faked, with images from his Facebook. He has allegedly asked men to contact him at a phone number connected to the winery. Sanderson's Grindr profile reportedly read, quote, I'll see if I can, I don't know how much of this I can read. I've seen a lot and done a lot, but I really haven't had a connection with a guy, and I have a burning desire to have that relationship. I like down and dirty guy-to-guy play, too. So I guess you might say, nothing will be held back. Sanderson is claiming the profile images and messages are fake. Jervin writes, quote, Sanderson says he was not in an open relationship and told me if I published the story, it would ruin his marriage. He denied being either bisexual or gay or having ever sexually touched a man. So what do you think, Mark? Do you think this is, the truth? Or are some people who just hate this state representative concocting a fake story about him?
Well, from the way the story is written, and that's all I got to go on, I would say that the timing of him leaving office, if it is not indicative of the fact that he did this, it was a poor choice on his part because he has made himself appear guilty. So I'm going to go guilty based on the information that I have.
Kervin also
not
writes,
to say that there's anything particularly wrong with being gay.
No,
there is certainly something wrong with cheating on your wife.
No doubt. I would, to me, this is always amusing. Whenever these anti-gay people who make a big to-do. Because, look, if you want to go have sex with somebody who's the same gender, that's your business. I don't care.
Nope.
But if on the other hand...
Libertarians are unlikely to care.
If, on the other hand, you speak out against being gay, if, on the other hand, you sign legislation or sponsor legislation or support legislation as a politician that specifically targets gay people, discriminates against them or whatever. If you're speaking out against gayness, and then all of a sudden you get caught,
being gay,
playing footsie with the...
It's pretty clear that you are actually what the definition of homophobic is. So homophobic really means that somebody who appears, for all intents and purposes, to be against gays, but is then gay.
Really? I didn't know that was the definition of homophobic.
Yeah, that's the indication behind it. Maybe I need to look up.
I thought it was just somebody who is angry or afraid towards gay people.
In most cases...
That's what a phobia would be.
That's right? What it is.
Well, in that case, what they are is they just hate themselves, right? They're afraid...
Well, they think they're doing something wrong.
Right. They're afraid of, for whatever reason, maybe they were programmed that way by their church or something like that, their parents or grandparents or whatever. They believe they're doing something wrong, so outward front, they make it look like they're not what they actually are driven to be, and then their hypocrisy, in some cases, gets shown clearly for all to see, and it's really... ridiculous. There's a little bit more here. Gervin also writes that she has spoken.
Nobody seems to support my definition of homophobia.
What is the definition you've pulled up?
Basically, people who
are afraid.
Yeah, afraid. Right. I've actually popped onto another website here.
That's
definition
generally what
is the fear, hatred, or discomfort, or mistrust of people who are lesbian, gay, or bisexual. So there you go.
Yeah. Now, whether or not some of them are actually secretly gay is, you know, another question. In this case, they say that an unnamed UT Martin student spoke with the author, who claims that he connected with Sanderson on Grindr several years ago when he was 19, that is to say, the student. The student says Sanderson met him at his winery and gave him a tour and wine to drink and take home. Later, he said Sanderson massaged his shoulders and otherwise hit on him in a manner that made him feel uncomfortable. Well, that's strange. What was the purpose of your meeting? What were you expecting to happen when you went to go meet?
What are you going to Grindr for if that's not what you're expecting to have happen?
Right. That's a strange claim. The meeting was allegedly interrupted when Sanderson's wife unexpectedly returned home. Irvin writes that he was...
goodbye. I'll bet that made him uncomfortable.
He was pressured by the legislator to make up a story on the fly about why he was on the property.
I would never have to make up a story about some male being at my house. Because...
he's the pool boy.
I have no pool.
In 2011, Sanderson voted against allowing cities to adopt anti-LGBT discrimination ordinances. In 2012, he voted for an abstinence-only sex ed bill that banned discussion of gateway sexual activity. In 2016, he signed a resolution denouncing the U.S. Supreme Court's gay marriage ruling and supported a bill allowing therapists to turn away gay clients in violation of the American Counseling Association's Code of Ethics. This year, he voted...
So I would say that a therapist should be able to turn away whomever they wish.
I agree.
However...
if they've joined an association, however,
from this organization, then that organization says they have to see all sorts of people or whatever their claims are. Then if you want the cert, I support the organization in their criteria. So as far as I'm concerned, this comes down to private property rights. If you want to discriminate against people in your life, then you should be able to do that. If you want to live the life you want, you should be able to do that, but nobody should have to support you in it.
He also, this year, voted to defend schools that refuse bathroom access to trans students, signed a watered-down anti-trans bathroom bill, and voted to allow adoption agencies to discriminate against same-sex couples. So, you know, whether or not you support or disagree or agree with some of these issues, because libertarians would say, yeah, if an adoption agency wants to discriminate, they should be free to discriminate. But, of course, there's all these government rules that come into to play when it comes to who can adopt and who can, run an agency and all that. So more coming up here, and we're going to the border on the way, unless you want to talk about hypocritical Republican senators or state representatives. Maybe there's some Democrats out there, too. Hypocritical politicians who... do one thing and say another. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 2 is next. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com. And use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.